It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is to die for, and if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin over the summer or over the winter, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel. It's just down the road is the Dart Station. Just around the corner here is the number 42 bus terminus. It's all here and well worth staying if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin. The White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We've had a number of calls, messages, WhatsApp voice notes, you name it, from people wanting us to bring up the following subject. There was, as you may have seen, you may have seen it on social media, there was a protest rally that was held on both Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And here's what it said. This is the poster advertising the rally. A national call to the Dáil. Walking from the GPO to Leinster House, 12 noon, 2 days, one night, bring a tent. Have you had enough yet? For our homeless Irish people, we deserve a proper government that take care of our own people first. We want our country back. So this was a 2 day rally, essentially, that happened outside the GPO and marched towards Leinster House. I actually saw them on Wednesday making their way to Leinster House. I was in town myself and I saw them making their way towards Leinster House. And what I saw of it seemed peaceful enough. But on Wednesday, there was a scene outside the GPO, and that scene led to a number of people being restrained by Gardaí, some quite forcibly restrained by Gardaí, pinned to the ground and whatever, handcuffs put on them. Let me just give you a sample. It's difficult really to play because it's just a bit of mayhem, but this is just the audio. Give you an idea of the mayhem outside the GPO on Wednesday.
Why is our lead following me for?
Now, that's just 40 seconds of the mayhem outside the GPO on Wednesday, and it's just the audio, but you get the picture. You get the idea that the Gardaí were heavy-handed, it has to be said.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they were. And I don't think they would have been as heavy-handed if that was a march for something else. By the way, I'm not saying it was a far-right march or anything like that. It was a march for homelessness. A lot of people are saying it was an anti-immigration march as well. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. But I do think they treat protesters differently depending on what they're protesting about. Now, the videos we saw, there were people being pinned to the ground by the Gardaí. Now, obviously, I'm also conscious of the fact that we only saw a bit of the video. I don't know what those people did to be pinned to the ground by the Gardaí. I don't think...
In a minute, we're going to be talking to one of the organisers of the rally to try and get...
Who's a very level-headed man.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very level-headed man. He just wants to talk about what it was about and the way the Gardaí behaved. So I'm saying the only videos I saw were aftermath videos, as in the video showing the Gardaí pinning people to the ground. So if somebody knows what the Gardaí, or what they did to be pinned to the ground, that's... We'll happily take you on. So,
but it is, it's also a conversation about whether or not the Gardaí have become much more heavy-handed when it comes to policing, protests, demonstrations, and everything else, or are they right to put the foot down, basically?
Well, there wasn't any violence at it from what I could see. Now, I would say this, and John is about to come on. John is not guilty of this. John cannot control everybody that turns up at a rally or a protest. You know, you can't. He doesn't even know. He wouldn't even know most of the people that are there. But, you know, people screaming at the Gardaí saying, treacherous scum, scumbags.
Yeah, go home, you traitor, take a day off. Yeah.
Like this whole thing, treacherous, everybody's treacherous. You say anything, and I'm going to read you a message in a couple of moments, Adrian, as well, that's given out to you for...
Oh, come on, read it now.
For your son. And again, this is not coming from John, who is coming on the line. This is somebody posted on our Facebook page, who we've invited onto the show. Gareth is his name. We've invited him onto the show. He's seen the invite, and he says, "Now, Mr. Judas Kennedy, you've all seen the videos of Drew Harris's Royal Irish Gardaí savagely beating men, women and children with steel batons and pepper spray." Now, I didn't see any children being
beaten. No, nor did I.
So let's deal in facts here. With steel batons, 5, 6, 7, 8 of these bastards trying to break arms and legs and put cuffs on people. Listen, till I let you know something, that we... the real Irish people know we are coming for all of you. Every fucking one of you will face real Irish justice. None of you will get a free pass. We, the real Irish, will take all your assets and your family will suffer too. Now you have a choice here. Either you stand with the real Irish people or you don't. There is a price to pay. Now, Gareth Murphy is his name, by the way. He was invited on. That's ridiculous. And you see, the problem with people like you, Gareth, is you bring a bad name to protests like this. Because I believe the majority of people that were at that rally, we called it a rally on those 2 days, do not go on with the shite you go on. We'll take your family and your head. Like, who do you think you are, Rambo? You know what I mean? And when you hear stuff like that, you can say to yourself, God, I can understand why the Gardaí would be aggressive with someone like that. Like, how dare you threaten? You didn't threaten me. You threatened Judas Adrian. By the way, it's not J-U-D-I-S either, Gareth. That's Judas. But we are running a podcast that we believe is a non-biased podcast. And that is shown by the fact that we've invited every single person onto this show.
Correct.
As we do
including
every day,
you.
Including you, Gareth. So we're not a biased show. We will take opinions from everybody. You took the easy way out to send that message to Adrian. Like, we're going to take your houses and we're going to take your families and all. Like, take a chill pill.
Our number is 085-825-2626. I'll be talking to the organiser of that 2 day rally in just a moment. But first, let's bring in Glenn.
How's it going? I hope everyone's well. Look, lads, we all know there's guys out there that are fucking prick, but these far-right gobshites and these immigration protests are fucking sitting on it all, hoping to get a claim off the fucking government of the guy that touched them. That's all it fucking is. I'm not saying there is a fucking probably few dick wannabe hard man guard out there that's fucking trying to get a quick dig in at someone, but let's face it, they're making these excuses up to try and get a quick cash day out of the fucking government, or to try and push propaganda that the guy that are just fucking there to protect the asylum seekers or the immigrants or whatever like that. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, go on, have a nice day, talk to you later, cheers.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Now, John, you were one of the organisers of the National Call to the Dáil on Wednesday and Thursday. How are you, John?
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is John Malloy, and yes, I was one of the organisers to call a rally, and the rally was specific. There's two elements to the rally. One, obviously enough, to highlight an increasing amount of homelessness, not just in Dublin, not in Cork, Galway, but in literally every town in every county in this country of ours. And tying in with an anti-government rally, because at the end of the day, it all goes back to the powers that be in the establishment, and that I feel, it's only my own personal opinion, but that I feel they're literally urinating on the Irish people, not just the homeless, but right across the board.
Okay, you know? So the rally itself was a 2 day affair. You asked people to bring tents with them to camp out on Wednesday night into Thursday. What was the turnout like, firstly?
Okay, well, the usual with all these rallies, and this was a rally, not a protest, and there's, you know, people go with all these different mornings, and we're a grassroots movement, non-political grassroots movement, and we have said at all stages that this was rally, not a protest. Online, we got a huge traction online, but the unfortunate things, you see protests like of a Saturday and a Sunday in Dublin going from X to Z, and you see a huge turnout simply because people aren't working. And they can afford to go to these things at the weekend. They're working during the week. So we always knew we were up against that. And people have to work because, unfortunately, nowadays, and the cost of living is going sky high, people have no choice but to work every single hour they can get. So overall, look, you know what I mean? We got numbers of people out there. We got 500-600 people, whatever the case was. But it wasn't just the number of people that we got there. We got a great, shall we say, unity of the people that were there, from the very oldest man, which was Tom Moran from over in Mayo. Tom would be 85 years of age, to a young lad who, in actual fact, I think is organising some little junior movement himself. He's only 16. So we got a crossover of an awful lot of people. And may I just say at this stage, 99.9% of the people that were there that day, in actual fact, were people that actually worked and took time off to be there. So somebody coming online there, and it happens all the time, oh, God, these are all on the dole and all that. I worked 65, 70 hours a week. You know, but we take time out in this case because the reason being, I was up in Dublin a few weeks prior to this, and I was brought around Dublin by somebody from the inner city who works with the homeless, and they showed me from early morning to very late at night what's going on with the homeless in Dublin. I kind of knew what it was or wasn't. It was never on the ground, and they brought me to some of the feeding stations and everything else, and I was just, I'll be very honest, I was just bloody heartbroken by seeing the fact that the government were just literally throwing all this in the sidewalk, and literally people were walking all over them. So
okay, so that's how you came to care about homelessness in this country. And fair play to you for getting involved in highlighting what is a national crisis, the homelessness crisis.
But let me
talk then about what happened on Wednesday. You were there. Set the scene for me as to what was happening on what was a sunny Wednesday afternoon.
Lovely afternoon. Everybody in great spirits. We had a bit of music playing, and then I took the mic and I introduced Tom Moran, and I gave Tom Moran a little presentation of a silver medal that was made over in Boston for him by an Irish patriot, and so on. Then we had different people speaking there from those websites, all different people, right? We're right in the middle of it, and I've seen the optics of this. The Gardaí had come along on the far side of O'Connell Street, and then they had moved over to the middle of the middle islands in O'Connell Street. Now, they knew themselves this was not a protest, as in a hard-hitting protest. They knew this. But they kept on showing this vigil of, well, we're here, and you're going to do what we say type thing. We went past our marks of that, until suddenly there was a flashpoint. And the flashpoint happened behind me, which happened between the pillars and the doors of the GPO, where a particular person came along. I'm not going to say who they were, but I'm not going to put myself liable. But they came along with a poster placard that was very much downing what we were doing and calling us all sorts of racist scum and God knows what. One gentleman who was from Kerry, I know the man very well, and he would be a very good friend of mine, and he's not very well, but he did ask them to take this poster down. They refused, and he actually grabbed the poster, took it down, went over to the Gardaí and handed it to the Gardaí. What ensued between the Gardaí and him for that 10 or 15 seconds, I'm not 100% sure, and I don't think the only person who can answer that is the man himself. Nobody else can even speculate as to what happened. But suddenly, the Gardaí took it into their own hands that this man has to be cuffed. One thing to cuff somebody, and it's one thing to, do a Section 8 or whatever it is on somebody, which in this case was wrong, but nevertheless, it's one thing to do that, but when you see 10 or 15 big, burly, strong Gardaí on top of somebody like that with a knee on the back of the neck and a knee on their back and so on, not on, not the way to do it.
So Like I said, we've been contacted by a number of people claiming and highlighting their belief that the Gardaí were very heavy-handed in the way in which they dealt with this issue outside the GPO.
I'd have to say 100%. I'd even go as far as say 1,000% in this case. And in other cases...
I'm sorry, John, there was one video I saw, because there's a lot of videos going around. I don't know if you saw this one, but there was one video I saw, and there was a guy on the ground, and he had four fairly burly Gardaí on top of him. And I think it reminded me of the George Floyd incident, because he was being pinned on the ground, literally pinned on the ground by these Gardaí.
That's Gardaí. The man I'm talking about.
That's the same one.
About.
And he was saying...
I was right beside him.
Yeah,
Either
he was saying, or the people around him.
No,
saying,
he was saying he can't breathe.
Was it him that was saying that? Yeah, and that just scared me when I heard him saying that I can't breathe.
But the man had a big heavy, had a big jacket on and everything else. Basically, you don't know what's going to happen until it's going to rain or whatever the case is.
Yeah, of course.
He was on the ground with his face down and his nose into the pavement.
He was literally pinned to the ground. Yeah.
The man couldn't breathe. Now the Gardaí was saying to us, move back, but yet they were on top of him. I asked one of the Gardaí, well, can you not move back from him and stand the man up? You're arresting him for whatever reason. You're arresting him. For God's sake, stand him up. Let him breathe.
I'm sorry, John, you obviously witnessed arrests happening. Now, when a Gardaí arrests someone, it's my understanding that the Gardaí has to tell you why they're arresting. They can't just say, I'm arresting you. They have to say, I'm arresting you under section whatever. What was the reason given? Say, for instance, that fellow that was pinned on the ground. What was the reason the Gardaí gave for arresting him? Was it a breach of the peace?
A breach of peace, section.
It was breach. Okay, because that covers anything.
Which is, being honest with you, it's only a piece of paper. It's not not a law.
Okay, so like I said to you, John, a lot of people have been on to us complaining about the heavy-handedness of the guards. Other people have been on to us, and I want you to respond to this. When we hear people using terms like patriot, which is thrown around an awful lot these days, people view the likes of your protest, even though I know you're saying it's about homelessness, as some sort of a right-wing protest. What do you say to people who believe that there were just right-wing lunatics at your rally?
The banter of right-wing and the label right-wing has been going around for a long, long time, right? And if somebody calls me right-wing, I just shove it to one side. We were there for a purpose, and the purpose was very simple and very clear-cut. From day one, for 5-6 weeks, we've been putting this out there, that this was grassroots, was not left, right, centre, whatever the case, whatever you want, whatever rhetoric people want to put on this. This is just anti-government and homelessness. People calling me right-wing or calling me scum or calling me Nazi, look, if you have nothing better to do than call me right-wing scum or Nazi, well, I think you're the one that's on the door, not me. You know what I mean? Get it. Look, at the end of the day, lads, at the end of the day, no matter who you are in this country, what the government are doing to the homelessness, the hidden homeless, and indeed to the people that are on waiting list and housing waiting list that are now gone from maybe 10 to 50 to 20 years, what they're doing there is affecting and will affect everybody. It'll affect the ones on the left, the right, and the middle. Like, you know, we do marches, different marches, and you see an Antifa protest there. And I look at Antifa, and I look at these people and say, well, you know, you're in the same boat. If you just stop and think, read between the lines, everybody, of what the government is doing. This government is not good for anybody in this country. Let it be you, Jeremy Dixon, or anybody. The ribbon is to bits.
Okay,
literally,
so
the cost of living has gone sky high.
Okay, so the rally on Wednesday was overshadowed by that incident of the Gardaí arresting and pinning a number of people to the ground. How did the rest of the rally go over the following 2 days?
Okay, I'll be very honest with you, and I'm very transparent. I was a bit taken aback by the fact that we didn't have a huge amount of people. Judgment was going online, you said, okay, well, good, this is going to be good, like, you know what I mean? But we didn't have them. But, and this is the but, the core people that we had and the unity that was shown up at the Leinster House when we were camping out and everything else was phenomenal. We went back down through the town that night and we again went to some of the homeless hubs and everything else. podcast, and they came up to us, they told the stories, and all that went that. And throughout that whole thing, we've actually, I have a network of people now that I didn't know before this, and are now reaching out to me and saying, look, John, we've got to re-highlight this, we've got to keep this going.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you, John. This movement will continue, I assume.
Oh, 100%.
Obviously, the scene outside the GPO overshadowed it to an extent, in that the only coverage I've seen of your rally, other than actually seeing you walking myself as I was in town, heading towards Grafton Street. Other than that, the only coverage I've seen of it was what happened outside the GPO.
This is the problem too. Oftentimes, you know, you get with something, a flashpoint like that, it seems to overshadow everything, which is sad, but it's a fact of life. You know what I mean?
And this message came in, and I agree, John. You sound like a very genuine, concerned parent or citizen. I certainly wouldn't call you far right. John sounds very genuine. Says Karen O'Neill, but when you have right-wing patriots joining your protest, that's when problems happen. Now, my message to Karen will be, John cannot control who turns up at a rally or a protest. And a lot of these protests and rallies have been taken over by people who've just arrived with megaphones and stuff like that. So John cannot speak for everybody.
But just out of curiosity, John, do you think your rally was in any way hijacked by people that you would have preferred not to be there?
Again, to reiterate what you just said there 2 seconds ago, I've organised rallies in Athlone, I've organised rallies in Knock, just one this weekend in Sligo. We cannot and won't, we just cannot stop people, whoever they are, left, right or centre, coming to a rally or a protest. That is not my job. My job is to highlight whatever we're doing in regards to rally. And there's just one thing I want to bring in here, if I can, right? Prior to this, a week ago, there was a rally at the GPO, right, by a certain lady. And they walked all the way from the GPO up to Dalairn, up to the gates of Dalairn, and actually passed you in, as far as I know, to the little shed there in Dalairn to hand in some propaganda for whatever she was doing, right? Now, when we got as far as Kildare Street, we were hit with a cordon of steel right around all of the door. And I'm asking the question here, why is a fish for one and flesh for the other? It's not an open playing field. We were doing this, as I say, all along to highlight the homelessness and an anti-government. The people last week were doing it purely on a political agenda. Anti-government.
Okay, so you feel that your rally was singled out by the Gardaí because...
Correct, that's what I'm saying.
Because of what you either were standing for or the people that may have been in attendance. So, John, your campaign continues. We really appreciate you talking to us on the Opinions Matter podcast, and we have a lot of interest in this. People contacting us, wanting to talk, like Connor, who says there are two sides to this.
Well, Adrian, Jeremy, hope you're keeping well. Like, about the protests, you know, you only ever see when the guards are getting heavy-handed, but a guard doesn't go from zero to that for no reason, you know. And that could be great if the guards could sort of upload, obviously they can't for GDPR reasons, but if they could upload their own body cam footage to show what led to this so-called heavy-handedness. Like, a guard doesn't go out to hit people with batons or to handcuff people. You know, guard just wants to go out and not arrest anybody. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to come across crime, as it were. Like, they're obviously going to. But, like, they're not going in, you know, rubbing their hands and, God, I'm going to batter a few people today, or I'm going to pin a few people to the ground today. They don't want that. But, look, that's their job at the end of the day, is to, you know, keep law and order. So, I know myself from friends of mine who are guards, you know, like, even if you use a pepper spray, you need to wait to see how much you used, was it appropriate, all this sort of stuff, you know, like, accountability is mad in the guards. So, like, they're not going to go out and just take out their rasp, take out their pepper spray, you know, pin people to the ground. Every guard's told, go out there like you're being filmed. You know, no matter how many people are around, if nobody's around, do your duty. Once you're in uniform, go around as if you're being filmed all the time. So, you know, like, people coming on saying they're disgraced, they're beating up elderly people, they're not. There's a reason why those people were arrested. Otherwise, then it's an unlawful arrest and GSOC are involved, and the guards don't need that either. So, These are great little sound bites and great little, you know, people are putting up to get likes and shares and all this sort of crack. And like, yeah, there are dirty cops. There's no doubt about it. In every police force in every country. But, you know, 99% of the members of Garda Síochána are out to do their job and protect citizens. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of the time, I don't think they're heavy-handed enough. I think they stand off a bit too much at times to keep the peace. But, yeah, I think there'd be more respect for them if they were a little more heavy-handed.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So that message that we played a moment ago from Connor ultimately said there might be more respect for the Gardaí if they were a bit more heavy-handed, which I find a little bit bizarre, to be honest.
The one thing I will agree with him is saying is a lot of the videos you only see the aftermath of what happened. You know what I mean? You don't see what led up to it. Now, I'm not saying there is anything that led up to it, but I'm saying it'd be nice to see the full videos.
Now, Paul, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Paul?
Yes, I'm saying I was at the protest there with John Malloy and that. And the incident that John is talking about, initially, that guy took a sign, what you call an abusive sign, basically, to cause to store the thing going. And he took it off somewhere, as they call lefty, as a plan to cause trouble.
Okay, so there was somebody there with some sort of a banner that said what? What did it say?
I don't know, because he had it folded in his hand at the time and he took it off him.
Okay, so this particular man went over to this individual who had some sort of anti this rally.
He was beside him, there was two of them, he was beside him at the time, and he took the banner off him. And held, and the guard then started accusing him, the guy that has been surrounded by 16 guards and restricted with his breathing. The guard accused him then of having the propaganda.
But it wasn't. He had taken it off somebody else.
He had taken it off somebody who was there to cause the trouble.
Okay, so you believe then that the guards picked on the wrong person?
They did, yes, because they told him he was saying something about getting the sign. Like he was asking, he was saying they were going to arrest him, and I said, "For what? I did nothing. I took the sign off someone causing trouble." And they start turning out that he was the one who was presenting the sign, and then they start getting heavy-handed. Before the guard straight away, if you've seen after a couple of clips, the guard had his hand on him, Porto, straight away. He shouldn't have put his hand on him. Straight away, he should not have put his hand on him. He could have talked to him without having any hands on him. He got hands on him. He got pretty edgy. He was active. He was triggered. He was looking for trouble.
So you believe that the Gardaí were
looking for trouble.
Looking for trouble. Trigger happy, basically.
Yes, they were. The whole lot of them. You've seen the way they piled up from the video that you've seen, the clips. They piled up on 16 of them, piled up on him. And he couldn't breathe. And he tried his thing. And he tried to tell them like he was innocent. Like the king. And then two other people there that got arrested also being innocent. One of them tried to take a chemical spray, allegedly chemical spray off someone. And he got arrested for trying to defend the woman.
Let me ask you, Paul, why were you there?
I was there for a peaceful gathering because we're there to stay overnight in support of the Irish homeless, the 16,000 plus Irish homeless there, like John said. And we were there to peacefully protest on their behalf and highlight the situation and also with the families and the housing and everything else.
Okay, and why is this a subject so dear to your heart?
Because we all have children that are on the housing list. We all have children that's on the housing list waiting 10, 15, 20 and also families have students, kids that are students and they can't afford pay accommodation to rent accommodation here because it's gone sky high.
And
some of them are soft couching, as we call it, some of them are living in the cars.
And Paul, was there anybody there that you think would have been causing trouble or aggravating the Gardaí? I mean, I heard, let's not make out, no, I'm saying I think it was a peaceful protest, from what I could say, but there was people screaming at the Gardaí, treacherous scum, treacherous filth, treacherous pig.
Yes, because everybody is fed up with it. The Gardaí are doing nothing but being heavy-handed all the time. Under their constitution, the Guardians of the Peace, supposed to be protecting us.
Okay, so do you think?
Can I just finish?
Yeah.
Under the constitution, as they say, Garda Síochána, guardians of the peace, but they were not there to for peace. They're supposed to be for the Irish people. Yet they're going against all us as we peacefully protest. Okay. They had Fiona the Dáil. They had a Palestinian protest there at the same time. They were behind the barriers outside Kildare, outside the Dáil. When we approached the thing, they stopped us at the barriers. You know, it's totally wrong. Where's the fairness in that we're there? We have everything under our constitution to peacefully assemble, and that's all we want to do is peacefully assemble and camp overnight to highlight the issue fair of enough. The homelessness and the houses.
Okay, fair enough. Do you believe that the Garda are traitors?
I do, yes. Personally, okay. There's a lot of them in there that are traitors.
Traitors for what reason? For doing their job?
They're going against the Irish people. They shouldn't be going and putting hands on the Irish people at all. We have enough of our own criminals in our own country. We don't need to be importing them out.
But that's
the trouble.
No, but this rally, from what we're led to believe, was not about immigration. So why would you bring up about importing criminals? I thought this was purely about...
Because the guards, because you're talking about was left-wing people there. So there's a lot of people that infiltrate the protests to cause trouble.
No,
that, you know?
Yeah.
And we're trying to get all the people there on a level that we can peacefully assemble and talk and get the issues out. Let the government know we're not happy with them in a peaceful way.
And as we said, from the videos I've seen, no, I wasn't there, but from the videos I've seen, it looked fairly peaceful.
Up to a point.
Exactly. We were peaceful. We were in the middle of having a couple of speeches when these incidents took place.
All right, do me a favour, stay there for 1 second, Paul. What do you say to the likes of that message that I played a minute ago, where at the end of the message he said the Gardaí should be more heavy-handed? What do you say to people like that?
Totally against it, because they shouldn't be heavy-handed in the first case. They put their hands on the people in the first case without having a proper conversation. They shouldn't be putting hands on people at all. They should have a proper conversation first.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm fine. I just have, just before we really get into it, I have two things to say. A guy called Stephen Brown is on there asking where the Gardaí are when people are murdered on the streets. There's stabbings on the streets, all of that. I think they're there when that happens. There's no murders going on the street without the guards knowing about it. Second of all, can someone tell me, in all my ignorance, what the difference between a rally and a protest is?
That's a good question, actually. I should have actually asked that question to John when he was on earlier on. I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a protest. You can call it whatever you want.
The word rally, to me, would signify less aggressive than a protest.
Yeah, a little get-together.
Yeah, a rally is a get-together where you're not happy about something. A protest is where you're screaming that you're protesting.
No, not necessarily.
We do have a right to peaceful protest. It's in our constitution.
Oh, absolutely. But don't turn around and go, oh, we had a rally and the guards attacked us. But if it was a protest, would they have all right to attack them because they're all screaming and roaring abuse? You know, and again, as some people are saying, where are the videos of before? Don't tell me that nobody has a video of what happened in those so-called 15 seconds
Had it described to us by Paul here that one man went over and grabbed an inflammatory poster of some sort off a counter-protester and the Gardaí pinned that individual to the ground as a result.
Yeah, he grabbed a poster and he was pinned to the ground.
Allegedly.
I called bullshit on that.
He was there, Angela.
Oh, yeah, he was there, yeah. So a guy was standing with an opposition poster. Why did he go over and grab it?
Why did he go over and grab it, Paul?
He grabbed it because it was there to cause trouble. It was going against him, and we were there peacefully. And regarding that lady, can I just say, as you may or may not have been there, the guards approached him when he took the thing.
Can I ask a question? You were saying it was an opposition poster, but you don't know what was on it because it was rolled up in his hand.
But it's not that. The guy knows what was on it. Can I just finish? The guy that took it seemed that what was on it. And he held it in his hand, and the guards then wandered about and then started accusing him of being the one inflaming the people.
Well, he did. He shouldn't have gone up and
run. By taking a hate-filled poster. If we brought a poster and
you don't know what was on it. You don't know what was on it.
I don't know what was fully on it. No, I don't. But
fully
it's not
it.
That.
Okay,
it wasn't because he was part. He was part of one of my friends there that was peacefully assembling.
So you didn't.
We were all peacefully. We were all peacefully assembling there, not there
Paul,
to cause trouble.
Paul,
yes,
that's fine. You just said you didn't fully see what was on it. What bit did you see was on it?
I couldn't see it properly because I mean, no, I wasn't close enough for it to see it.
So you didn't see it?
It's because
at
he
all.
Had it. When he took it and had it in his hand, he had it folded up. So
he
couldn't
goes
see the
up
full.
To a guy. So you're at a peaceful protest, and he walks up to a guy and takes a poster off.
No,
him.
The guy came you're up being... behind them. The guy came into the crowd with the banner.
And?
The guy came into the crowd with the banner, and he took it off your man, whoever
why?
The person was.
If it's peaceful, why can't he protest?
Because he's spreading hate. We weren't there to cause hate. If we wanted to cause hatred, we could have had our banner say, end this, you know. We're not there to cause hate. We're there to highlight a situation.
No,
they were homeless.
Come here, Paul. Paul, I fully agree with everything that you're at a rally with, everything that you're at a protest with, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, if ye are there protesting and ye have a right to protest, so does somebody else. Like, opinions matter.
Can I just finish what I'm saying? Every time we have had a peaceful gathering, there has been people coming along with racist signs, narcissistic signs, and calling us this, that, and the other. And we've asked the guards numerous times to remove them, and
why?
The guards would not remove them. So we've ended up having to initiate that guy initiated taking the sign away because of the hate filth. We've had numerous people doing that, and the guards would do nothing. They'd leave them standing there. Yeah, if we went over to the Palestinian protest with a hate filth sign, we'd be arrested.
Well,
Can I ask you
a question? Have you any idea what might have been on this poster or banner?
I have no proper idea. But we were told it was a hate filth sign. It was against what we were there for. And
so,
people are constantly doing this to any time we have a peaceful gathering. People
so,
are coming over
so, a sign accusing you, I don't know, of being Nazis or right wing or...
Everything, the hate filth signs. We don't need that.
Why not? Ignore it, Paul.
The trouble is we have been ignored and we've asked the guards to remove them many times and the guards are doing nothing to remove
them.
That's the trouble. So we have no choice. We don't want that on the team.
Paul,
sorry?
Ye keep doing what you're there for. Ye keep doing standing up for whoever you want. Let them off. Why? And from a guard's point of view, it looks like your guys went up to those guys and started the shit by taking the poster off of them. And that's when...
No, the guards were all around it. The guards were all around beforehand. They seen us there. They seen everybody. We were all being peaceful.
Well, there's no videos
we were all
of
being
that,
peaceful.
Is there?
Sorry?
There's only videos of everyone causing mayhem. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let me ask you then, Angela. The people who were there the other day, like Paul, like John, who was on earlier on, are accusing the Gardaí of being particularly heavy-handed in the way in which they dealt with whatever issue was going on outside the GPO. And if you've seen some of the videos, it does appear to me like they're a little bit over the top in the way in which they're pinning individuals to the ground.
Well, it seems like every time there's... Paul, he's asking me a question. Paul, every time that there seems to be a peaceful protest, it kicks off and it's all the guards' fault. They were accused of planting people in there to kick it off. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying the guards have put people in there to plant. There have been people coming along against us peacefully gathering, and they're there to cause chaos. Disrupt their peaceful gathering. That's what they were there for, and cause all this rubbish. This shouldn't have happened
in the
first
place. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're saying that they come along to cause mayhem, to cause this.
Yes,
just
they have
ignore
done.
Them. Just ignore them and they don't.
Well, I did, but unfortunately for the chap there, like, he was the one, he just came, he took offence to what was being said on it, and he set up with it, and he took it off to not show the sign. And then
you
the guys came
guys,
then
can
accused
I just
him.
Say something here, right? All of the comments on this show, every single one of you can go and fuck yourselves, right? Because at least I've the balls to come on here and discuss it. And it's true what Jeremy says. All of ye sitting there and all you're doing is, oh, typing. Not one of ye would ever come on and discuss it. You're a pack of fucking cowards, the whole lot of ye.
No, hang on, Angela. He is on the air. He's literally on the air. I did say that.
No. I didn't say Paul. I'm talking about everybody else in the comments. There they are. Shannon, John, Darren.
Oh, sorry.
Angela's a pig. Oh, Angela's the guard. Oh, I didn't know this. Do you know what?
Never mind them. Yes. The one thing I've always said, and Adrian has always said as well, that it's very easy to sit on your keyboard and just be smart and type little stupid messages and stuff. Yes, you do have the balls to come on. You've always had the
balls.
I'm
a guard rat. I'm a lefty pig. This is what's been
why are you listening to that? That's just noise. That's noise.
It is
noise on our Facebook page. I'm looking at it.
We'll
get rid of those comments because they're
don't get rid of them. Leave them up there.
No, okay.
I don't care because they're all okay.
So let me ask you then, Angela. The Gardaí, the way in which they dealt with that incident outside the GPO, it appears quite heavy-handed from where I'm looking at it. The accusation has been made that the Gardaí have become too heavy-handed when it comes to policing protests like this.
No, I don't think they have. I really don't think they have. I think they're not forceful enough when it comes to these protests. Okay, you want to have a peaceful protest, have a peaceful protest. But one little banger kicks the whole lot off.
Okay,
that's basically what it was.
Stay there for a second if you can. I want to bring in more of your opinions.
Can I just say, Angela, the two men that we've spoken to so far, John was the first one and Paul there as well, sounded very level-headed and very calm. They didn't sound like troublemakers. They weren't screaming or shouting. They weren't causing trouble. I don't believe they were causing trouble. And in fact, we're going to talk to a woman in a few minutes as well, who says that she was probably assaulted at the rally. We call it the rally during the week. So not everybody that was there was aggressive.
But there was some aggression, as you could hear from the video.
There's always going to be aggression when something kicks off. Somebody is always going, assaulted. I know this woman's going to come on and say she was assaulted. What happened? She was standing next to a few of the guards, or however. It's gone from 15 guards to 14 guards to 16 guards to 4. It's hilarious.
Stay there.
You know,
I want to bring in more opinions on this. Gareth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth?
Graham, thank you very much.
Now, Gareth, what do you want to say? You there?
Amy.
Oh, yeah, well, I lost you there.
Hold on, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on.
Sorry. I've been at marches for what people call far right, and I've seen families, beautiful sunny days. My health wouldn't be the best, I still go to the marches, and the pride I got of standing there watching the people. All they're asking for is to put a stop to, you know, mass immigration into the country. People getting just slung in overnight, you wake up the next morning and there's bodies in your estate. No representative of the Gardaí or the government say, listen, this is what it's done under the cover of darkness, that stuff.
But Gareth, that's not what the rally was about the other day. In fact,
I'm just making a little point there. The rally the other day, the guy was heavy-handed. You see them sitting on top of one person, you know, four or five of them. Yeah, that's rough. That's pure brute. You've seen our other protests where Kennedy savagely just baiting people, women, children, anybody, with a baton, with a helmet on their head, face covered, shields, all the gear on, and there's a person. How can a person stand there and take that hiding off anybody? That's wrong.
No, it is wrong. The video we saw, Gareth, of your man being pinned down face onto the ground, that was wrong. I was disgusted looking at that, where there was three or four Gardaí surrounding him. Now, you were there during the week as well. Were you aggressive at it?
No, I wasn't at that one. You've been at previous ones.
But have you been aggressive? Have you been aggressive at any of them?
Me, never. Ever, because I've never at what they call far right. I've never heard people. You know, just shouting off their streets. I get them out.
No, but the reason I'm saying that is, and one of the reasons I read out the message that you posted on our page earlier on, calling Adrian a Judas, and the message was the message was quite aggressive. I'll read back some of the things you said. Let me read it. You wrote it, so let me read it. Every fucking one of you will face real Irish justice. None of you will get a free pass. We, the real Irish, will take all your assets and your family will suffer too. That's quite aggressive, Gareth, and very threatening, if you don't mind me. Now, I'm not a snowflake, but you can't threaten people like that and then say that...
I wasn't threatening you, darling, that I'm talking about government.
You called me, you called me a Judas.
You called Adrian Judas.
Yes, I did, and you still are a Judas. You participated in all this. You're not the ones that are calling everyone else far right.
No, we didn't.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the podcast.
Sorry, what tape? Please.
Rewind the podcast.
Have you ever used the word far right?
Have I?
Obviously,
I have. Yeah.
Why? Because it doesn't go against the narrative. It goes against the narrative.
There is
such
a because Gareth, there is
far right people are standing up for what they believe in, for the safety of children and the safety.
No, there is such a thing.
And the Gardaí are attacking the people for doing that.
Gareth, you can't.
That's too much hate.
You can't. You can't claim that a phrase doesn't exist because you don't like it. There's such a. Do you believe in far? Do you believe in far left? Do you believe in far left?
No, I don't believe in any far right or far left. I mean, people. Objecting to one thing and people objecting to the other. You see the protests where people walk down O'Connell Street, the Gardaí protect them and the abuse that they're thrown across the road. Right? All the people just walking past, going to a march, going to the customs.
What did your message mean that we're coming for you? Who are you coming for and how are you coming for?
The Irish people will get to take their country back. We will get proper politics in this country. Not
Take your country back from where?
We will have a new government. We will be a
Gareth, we had a general election only a few months ago.
We didn't have a general election.
What do we have?
The people didn't vote. Hold on, how did Leo Varadkar get into power?
What do you mean, how did he get into power? He's not. He's retired.
They went vote in.
He's retired.
Leo Varadkar took over.
He's got in and he wrecked the country and walks out.
But he's not.
That's what he's doing.
Firstly, Leo Varadkar, like every other TD in Dáil Éireann, was elected by his constituents to serve in Dáil Éireann. He didn't just barge in. He didn't even just.
No, I think what Gareth is saying is, are you saying this? How did he become Taoiseach? A Taoiseach is not elected by the people, Gareth. That's not the way the constitution works.
No, it's not. Don't put home words.
No, you're talking utter shite about somebody like Leo Varadkar marching into the Dáil and taking over.
You're the one that's called out the language you're talking. That's why you're calling saying I'm talking shite. I'm not talking shite.
But what are you talking about, Leo Varadkar barging in and taking over?
He wasn't voted in by the people.
Yes, he was. You may not have. He probably isn't in your constituency, but he was voted in.
Gareth, that's not the way proportional representation works, which I assume you understand the way the way our system works. Of
course it is.
Okay, and you understand that we don't elect a Taoiseach as well, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. But I just want to... I have to address this back to you again and just try and get an explanation that you said here. Every fucking one of you will face real Irish justice. What will we... Yes. Okay, what is real Irish justice?
Irish justice is by the courts, proper courts, by the proper judges. How come people walk free? How come people walk free for molesting children?
So
who's accountable for that?
Sorry, I'm not responsible for Judge Martin Nolan and neither is Adrian responsible.
I didn't say any names. I'm just saying who's responsible. I didn't say you were.
Sorry, Dan, let me just address. Gareth.
Again, Gareth, I have to ask you about this threat, and I'm going to read it again. This is what This is
not a threat.
Okay, hang on. This sounds like a fucking threat to me. This sounds like a threat to me. Every fucking one of you will face real Irish justice. None of you will get a free pass. We, the real Irish people, will take all your assets, and your family will suffer too. Who the fuck? What do you think you are to make threats like that against people?
I'm telling you what the Irish people will do.
Do you know what, Gareth? You can call me Judas all you like.
Justice for everybody.
You can call me Judas all you like, but you have no right. Yeah. You do not speak on my behalf and on behalf of most of the people listening. How dare you make fucking threats like that against people?
Because I'm responding to every fucking one of you will face real Irish justice, is what you said.
You're just not getting it. You're not getting it. You have no right to threaten people like that.
Gareth,
none whatsoever.
Gareth,
why not?
Nobody elected you to speak and threaten people in that way. You're totally...
I didn't speak for on anybody's behalf. I said the real Irish people will take justice.
And what's a real Irish... I'm a real Irish person. I pay tax in this country. I've paid tax for 30 years in this country. I've never asked for anything from the state. I've always worked. I've always earned my way. I've never been in trouble. Yeah. I'm a proud Irish person. I go to Irish mashes. I support GAA. I am a real Irish person. But you don't think I am? What's the difference between you and me?
You have a side and I have a side. Your side is what you're talking about there now, that I'm wrong.
No, sorry.
And my side is...
All I said was you have no right to make threats like that. That's all.
Not threat. I wasn't making any threats. That is not a threat. I was just telling it.
Every effing one of you will face real Irish justice. I mean, seriously, I'm so pissed off over that you think it's okay to speak in that way.
How many different meanings has the word fuck?
Loads.
But Gareth, the point is...
Gareth, the point is, if we can... You're taking the meaning out of the way I speak.
Gareth, we're not stupid. It's a threatening message. But let me go back to this, Gareth. If you were listening to the first 25 minutes of this podcast, you will have heard...
I wasn't. No, I couldn't.
Okay, well, myself and Adrian both agreed that the guards were heavy-handed at that rally during the week. We are on your side. We weren't called... I didn't call anybody at that rally far right or racist or anything. I didn't use those words. We both said that the Gardaí were wrong.
And that's what this conversation is about.
For pinning people to the ground.
Everything that's going on in the country at the minute.
But that rally wasn't about it.
We're talking about all the people going from COVID jabs.
What are we talking about COVID jabs for now?
All the people, all the radio stations and all was pointing out, with the media pointing out, that we have to take the jab.
We're 5 years down the road, Gareth.
That's 5 years down the road and there's still people dying from it. So,
are you dying from it?
I don't know. I haven't been near a doctor in years. I won't go near them.
Why won't you go near a doctor?
Because I don't want to.
So if you're sick, you won't go to a doctor?
I get cabs and I cure myself that way.
So who do you go to? A mechanic? No,
that's not a mechanic. Hey, what's that now? See where you're talking.
I've never heard somebody saying if I'm sick, I won't go to. Why won't you go to a doctor?
I don't want. I just told you, I do not want to go to any doctors.
Because the only petty big pharma.
So hang on, if you had, Gareth, I could talk to you for 6 hours. We'd love to get you back on.
I know, yeah.
But hang on, no, I'm not taking the piss.
No. Sit down face to face with you rather than stand over a phone.
Well, no, it's a podcast.
So you can see who you're talking to. You can see what type of person I am. I'm not the person that you think I am.
Oh, you don't know what person we think
you are. I'm an angry man.
I know, but it's cheesy. You don't need me to tell you that.
I'm a very angry man about what they're saying about talking and our people and our housing.
My point is...
And there's no housing. Okay. Every person, every other person that gets a house is one house less for their people. Why can't I speak about that?
Of course you can. We do podcasts.
That's why all the protests.
No, that's not what the point. Sorry. No, Gareth, you're not hearing me. The organizer of this protest, who was on, a gentleman, by the way, by the name of John, the man who organized this protest.
I heard him. Yeah.
I thought you didn't hear the start of the podcast. No,
I didn't hear the podcast. I heard him on Facebook.
Okay, so he was on and he said this was not a protest about immigration, and I believe him because that man is a gentleman. And you're saying it is about immigration.
We're
talking about the protests. By the way, Gareth, if you cut it all back, we're actually all agreeing with each other that the guards were heavy-handed on Wednesday.
And that's what this conversation is all about.
Why can't we all just be friends?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in some more of your opinions, and there's a huge amount coming in.
Haven't heard you that angry in a long time.
I'm really pissed off. Just every time I read that bloody thing over and over again. Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic again. I think the cops are a bit too heavy-handed at these protests. I didn't see footage of this particular protest, but I have seen footage of other protests where they have been heavy-handed. I'm going to say it was last year there was one where there was like old women and everything. Some old lady got pepper sprayed. But I don't particularly blame them as people. It's the force itself. It's political policing. The government are telling them what to do. Don't get me wrong. If you're at one of these protests and you're acting the bollocks and you are causing hassle, you deserve to be arrested, no matter what side you're on. But, political policing again, lads.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Nadia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nadia?
Not too bad.
No, Nadia. You were at the protest the other day, or the rally, as we've been told it was.
Yeah, I was there.
And tell me what you wanted to say about it.
That's what I got. The guards were heavy-handed. Like that, I was standing there with a few people, and when they were going over to arrest the fourth fella, I was actually standing there, and the guards started pushing through all the crowds, pushing everyone. And when they were doing it, one of the guards caught me with his elbow in the side of the head. And at the moment, I have a, I can't even think of the name, a cryonomy. I'm missing half of my skull. I have, and I said it to the guard. I said, that's what I gave out to him. I was like, you're stupid, blank. I said, I'm missing half my skull. I said, I'm only standing here. I didn't do anything because they were going to arrest the man. Loads of them jumped him and dragged him over to the middle of where the GPO was, and they all stood on him then, like sitting on him. But like that, we rang an ambulance for me because I got all weak and that. I was sweating, and like no ambulance even turned up, so I ended up having to bring myself to hospital, and they told me I have a concussion, had concussion.
Right. So tell me then, what led to this kicking off? What did you witness that led?
Two girls came up with a poster, walked up with a poster, and were screaming racial stuff at us. And the man that got arrested went up, took the sign out of our hand, and stood there. And then the girls just surrounded that man.
Do you have any idea what the sign said?
It was something to do with her dad walks and we're all on the dolls or something like that. And they were calling us racist. I said, how are we racist? Like, we're here for the homeless. We're doing a night for the homeless up at the doll to do a sleep out. Like, it was peaceful. Everyone was peaceful. We had Tom that travelled all the way from Sligo, done a speech. There was a few more speeches. I got up myself to do a speech.
Can I ask you, Nadia, if you don't mind me asking, what did you, and I hope you're feeling okay. Jesus, that sounds awful. What did you say in the speech? Like, what was the, obviously I don't want you to give me the whole speech.
They caught me flag. I had a flag with me baby girl's picture on it, and they're asking what it was all about. And at the time, 3 years ago, I had a brain tumour, and I got the tumour removed, and then I obviously got an infection in my skull, and they removed that. Then I fell pregnant. The baby was born with a heart condition, and she passed away 4 months. After 4 months, she passed away, so we had her picture on my flag, so she's with us all the time.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So they don't ask me.
And let me ask you.
Background.
Let me ask you then, Nadia, why were you there the other day? Why did you go to that rally?
Well, I was there to stand up for the homeless. So, I mean, it's not fair. And look at the statement that Jim Callaghan put out saying that the illegal immigrants that are coming over here can sue the state because they weren't housed quick enough, but yet the Irish homeless can't apply for it. Like, that is not fair.
I did see that. I am aware of that. But that's not from Jim O'Callaghan himself. He didn't come up with this. This is from the European Union that basically has said that people who arrive into this state who aren't housed properly can sue. But it's not Jim O'Callaghan making that statement.
Well, he mentioned his name in it.
No. He repeated it. He spoke about it, but he didn't come up with it. It's not his ruling. But anyway, the bottom line is you were there to fight for the homeless.
Yeah. Like the Irish, as you say, everyone's out with their Palestinian this and Palestinian that. Irish lives matter as well, and the Irish are being put to the bottom to house the world and look after the world.
I know, I agree with you. I mean, I've seen pro-Palestinian, which, again, quite entitled.
How quick they were able to get all these buildings and eyepasses for all of them. Why couldn't they do it for our own homeless? I'm sure they'd be happy to have a roof over their head, free accommodation, free food, free medical care. So, I mean, they don't get anything around homeless. That's why we done it. And we brought homeless people with us to the doll, and they slept out. A few of the homeless slept out, and they were fed as well.
So was it a homeless, just a purely a homeless rally, or was it a homeless anti-immigration rally?
No, it was just a homeless one.
The reason I'm saying this is because pretty much every caller that's come on to talk about the rally has mentioned immigration.
It's for the homeless.
And are you going to make a complaint to GSOC about what happened, or where is that going to be left?
Well, I tell you, we'd be going through all the footage anyways to find out, because there was that many guards surrounding that man that day. and he didn't even do anything, and the guard tried to say that he punched him. No such thing. I'm sure Tadhg sent the video in there. Someone sent one in.
He did. We just didn't have time. He sent it in as the topic had started, so we didn't have a chance to look at it.
Yeah, but you can see it in it that he did not touch that guard, and the guard tried to say he had it on the body cam. No such thing. It's just all lies. We were all there. Hundreds of phones witnessed it. We all witnessed it, and he did not put a finger up to that guard. He did not touch that guard. The guards all jumped him.
Because of what happened during the week, what you claim happened, because we don't have both sides of the story, so legally, you know, we have to say that. Would you go to another one of these rallies, or would that put you off? Would you be afraid to go?
That wouldn't put me off, no. We didn't do any wrong. We're there peaceful protesting. Do you know what I mean? Standing up for our own people, our own homeless.
All right, stay there for a second, Nadia. I just want to bring
Nadia,
in...
Now, can I ask you one more question? I'm sure you can understand, though, how things like that... Like, the previous caller who was on talking to us there... I mean, you are a very level-headed woman. You're able to explain exactly why you were there without screaming and shouting. But the previous caller we had on, Gareth, was a completely different kettle of fish. He was just very, very aggressive. And he was... Yeah. If he was that aggressive with us on the phone, who've done nothing on him, I've done nothing on the man, I can only imagine what he'd be like at a protest.
Well, come here. Everyone's different. They shouldn't be painting us all with the same brush. Everyone is different.
All right, stay there for a second. I just want to bring in one last call, and that's you, John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Happy Friday. Quick one, and I know you're running out of time. Look, you know, we wake up every morning. It's all, you know, it's about immigration. It's about this. It's about that. There's protests everywhere. And, you know, I have to be honest. I said this way back. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be chaos. You know, Ireland was not meant for this, guys. And you know, I'm going to address the guard issue in a second. But Ireland was never meant for this. We don't have the infrastructure.
What do you mean? No, Ireland was never meant for this. What does that mean?
Meant for the mass immigration agent that was coming into the country. We never had the resources.
Again, the only people that are mentioning mass immigration are you guys that are coming on.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, there's a reason why these people are out protesting about the homeless.
The organiser of this, rewind back the podcast, the organiser of this rally. He was asked a very straightforward question.
But if you look at the poster advertising the event itself, it says, take care of our own people first, we want our country back. That's an anti-immigration statement.
What I'm saying is, guys, I'm not to listen to the whole podcast, but what I'm saying is what the problem stems with is, and what it stems from is, you know, yes, immigrants are welcome. If we have the resources to house them, and if we have the resources and the hospital resources and the school resources to do and deal with all this. And I said this, Adrian and Jeremy, so many thousands of times, we never had the infrastructure in the first place to even deal with our own crisis is here. Never mind taking thousands and thousands of people every week, every day, every month, and build bypass centres that are costing the state $150 million to the taxpayer. And, you know, this was never meant to happen, guys. This was never meant to be. And there we go, guys. Adrian, there, you just said it there. It was the EU. It wasn't the TD. It was the EU that said it, that, you know, they're going to start suing the state if they're not housed. Like, holy shit. Do we understand what's really going to happen here in this country of Ireland? Okay. In the next couple of months.
Okay, John, can we deal with the actual issue that we're dealing with here? And that is the Garda, the alleged Garda heavy-handedness and brutality.
Yes, I've seen the videos, and my opinion is he should have been pulled to the side. I don't know why they all just jumped on him and knelt on him. There's no need for it. You know, he could have been pulled to the side and said, listen here, what are you at? What are you doing? There's no need for that. You know, you shouldn't have grabbed the post or whatever it was, Adrian and Jeremy. But the fact of the matter is, they clothesline him down to the ground like a rugby tackle, and there they all are on top of them. No need for it. There's no need for it. It could have been addressed better. It could have been handled better. But we don't. Look, these people.
But there also is this this aggression towards the guards, as you could hear. Scumbag traitors, take a day off, go back home, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that only kicked off, Adrian, when they rugby tackled the guys at the ground. You see, yeah, people are going to get annoyed, Adrian. And you know, we've been seeing the protests all around the country of Ireland, and we've seen, as one caller said, even men, old women and men getting lifted out And I'm like, no need for that. There's a way to deal with this. And the reason why people are on these protests is because they're pissed off about what's happening to our country. This is the Ireland of Ireland, guys. We do not and never had a problem with immigrants coming into the country. But with the way they're being bossed in every day and every year, as I said, if we had the infrastructure to do it, we would have had no problem. But the fact of the matter is, we have guys there walking down the road in their nips with their flutes out. And I'm like, what's going on here? You see, this is not... This should never happen.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed for your call. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. We could have done a two-hour podcast on that conversation.
Can I give you one more? Sorry, Amanda. Yeah, I apologise. Amanda just sent another one in because there's so many people we couldn't get back to either.
Mm-hmm.
So can you please play that?
Well, I would just say that the Garda is the police by consent. And we've seen it previously that they've been heavy-handed in Coolock, in Ross Cray, and in lots of other places. Now, I would imagine that if the Garda didn't have a heavy presence, or if they would keep back what we call the counter-protesters, in the name itself, counters to stop something, if they would keep them back from breaching public order, then you wouldn't have a shouting match on the street. You also wouldn't have high tendencies for people to be aggressive within the crowd. We've seen from the Garda that there has been in part collusion with the opposition to what they're going to call the far-right protest or far-right rally. And that's been quite evident when they are catering for what we call the far left to stand opposite a street behind barriers and shout obscenities where there's kids and that. And quite obviously it's going to go back and forth. I would have loved to get on to speak, but unfortunately you ran out of time.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your
Eric,
message. And thank
Eric.
You, Eric, and all of you for your messages. That was a very busy conversation. This podcast could have lasted 2 hours. We had that many calls.
But sadly, my dinner is waiting for me.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. And by the way, if this is your very first time finding the Opinions Matter podcast, we have a back catalogue of episodes.
Lennon McCartney.
Yeah, over 1,000 episodes of Opinions Matter dating back to 2021.
Listen to a back catalogue. Yeah. Loads of stuff.
If you have never heard this before, there are hundreds of episodes.
We've been writing stuff since the 60s, for God's sake. Haven't we, John?
So please check out our back catalogue of episodes of Opinions Matter as well.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.